In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
You go back to the book of Genesis, we look at the story of Joseph. So the Joseph that had the 11 brothers, his father loved him so much he gave him the coat of many colors. The brothers get jealous of the love that their father has for Joseph, and they sell Joseph into slavery. And he goes to Egypt, where he is a slave, and eventually he works his way up to be the Pharaoh's advisor, his right-hand man, his chief advisor. And a big famine comes over the whole known world, and Joseph interprets dreams and is able to persuade Pharaoh to save up grain so that the nations don't perish. And the people, his brothers, come down from Israel, from the land of Israel, and go to Egypt because they hear there's grain there. And Joseph receives them, but they don't recognize him at first. They don't recognize him because he is in Egyptian garb, and he's grown up a lot since then, and they would have never guessed that he was in charge of all the Pharaoh's wealth. And so eventually, but Joseph recognizes them, eventually he reveals himself to them, and they have this big reunion. At first they're confused, then they're terrified because of what they had done, but finally they have this big happy reunion. At the heart of the story is the fact that Joseph did not become their brother when he revealed his identity. He always was their brother. They just didn't recognize him at first. They didn't recognize him, but he always was his brother, and eventually he reveals to his brothers who he is. Now this week in the church, we're celebrating the Transfiguration of our Lord as one of the great feast days of the church. Jesus takes his disciples up a high mountain, three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, and he reveals his glory to them. It says his face shines like the sun, his clothes become white with light. Moses and Elijah appear with him. And then the disciples are bewildered, they're overwhelmed, they don't understand, they want to remain there in this basking in this glory forever. One of the things that's important is that in the Gospels it says Jesus' appearance was changed. His appearance was changed. He became, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white with light. But it was his appearance that changed. It wasn't his nature that changed. He already was the Son of God. He already is and always was God in human flesh. His divine nature was already there. It was always there. And so at that moment, he chose, just like Joseph chose to reveal himself as a brother to his brothers, Jesus chose that moment to reveal his divine glory to his disciples at the time. Now, if we are to know Jesus Christ, we then ought to be aware of that glory at all times. When Jesus was a child in the cave in Bethlehem, that glory was there. It wasn't necessarily revealed, but it was there. When Jesus was in the wilderness feeding the 5,000, the glory was there, just under the surface. When he was forgiving sinners at his feet, the glory was there. When he was mingling with prostitutes and tax collectors and calling them to be his disciples, his glory was there. And then when he took his disciples into that upper room and gave them the bread and the wine of his body and blood, his glory was there. And when he was betrayed and beaten and hung on the cross, his glory was still there. And it shows to us that in his divine nature, he came to serve, that he could have revealed this glory anytime he wanted, but he hid it under his human flesh in order that he might serve us and ultimately conquer death on the cross. Now our job then, our benefit, is to see the glory underneath. And one of the reasons we bless fruit on this feast day, we bless fruit on this holiday, is because it illustrates this so perfectly. I mean, if I were to show you an apple seed, or someone that, especially that didn't know what it was, if I were to take an apple seed and say, what do you think of this? They might think, well, it's a black speck or a dark brown speck. It's nothing to me. But inside that seed, you plant it, it becomes a tree, and then from that tree, you get not only leaves and branches and beautiful flowers, but ultimately you get delicious and nourishing fruit. But the nature of the fruit, the nature of that tree is already in the seed. It's already there. It just hasn't been revealed yet, but it's already there. The fruit that we bless reveals the nature of the seed and what's hidden in the seed. In the same way, Jesus reveals his divine nature that was always inside of him. And therefore, again, our benefit and our job is to see the glory underneath. When we see Christ, when we see Jesus, when we hear his word, our job is to see the glory that lies beneath. One other benefit that this brings is that it opens our eyes to see the image of God in others. Sometimes the image of God in others is very easy to see. Sometimes we just look into someone's eyes and we're like, that person has God dwelling in them. But correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes it's very difficult to see the image of God in other people. Sometimes it's very easy to forget that the image of God is there. And that's where our job ramps up. It's a story of a bishop not so very long ago who disguised himself as a beggar. Actually had like one of those plastic masks put on by an artist and disguised himself like a beggar and went to one of his parishes and stood outside begging for money as people were coming into church. And people responded to him very differently. Some were kind and gracious. Some were like polite, but didn't say anything. Some tried to pretend they didn't see him as they were walking in to avoid the awkward situation. A couple people were actually rude and told him to go away. So the bishop eventually, in his costume, came in and stood in the back of the church. And then at sermon time, he came up and peeled off his mask, and he had robes on a table, and he put his robes on and gave a sermon on the Last Judgment. You know, I was hungry and you fed me, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, and revealed himself to the people. Now, he was their bishop from the get-go, but only at the sermon did he reveal who he really was. But no matter what he was wearing, he was still their bishop, and it gave a very profound and insightful lesson on how we are called to see other people. We need to see past the outside. We need to see past the layers. We need to even see past a person's brokenness and their sins and their ugliness, because we all have some, into that glory that lies beneath, because deep down, everyone's got it. You know, the transfiguration of Christ strengthens us to truly see the image of God in others. Now, sometimes it's buried, true, but if we don't recognize it, who will? Who will? Our neighbor has the image of God before they're revealed. Joseph did not become their brother when he revealed it. He already was their brother. And Jesus, likewise, is always and already the divine God in human flesh. And it is our job and it is our benefit to see the glory already there even before it gets revealed. Amen.